Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Is this thing on? It's up. Oh.
There's a glowing red button.
I see it. It's glowing. Okay. good evening, subjects of... good evening, Live from Zarloth employees tasked with monitoring the segments for this week's episode. You are listening to the field notes from Fruckus Prime. I'm Junior Assistant Herc Dercules.
This is humiliating, and I don't want to say it.
You gotta say it for the record, Ron.
This is Junior Field Assistant Ronald Spackman.
And it is our honor to take notes for whichever field reporter we've been assigned to today.
I don't want to use my government name.
You have to.
Why do I have to use my government
name? Well, they're making you. It's part of the terms.
Right, but everyone knows me... Well, no one knows me, Ron, anywhere when you're stuck 1,000 years back in the past.
Yeah. Nobody knows who we are. Okay, we've been over this, but for the employees and whatever godforsaken editing room is listening to this, we've told you 100 times Ron and I are from the future. We're lost in the past because of the diabolical musings of Caladon Starslayer 1,000 years in the future. We played a tentacle ball game, got sent back into the past, and now we're stuck. And now you're sending us on all these brain-dead assignments for no reason, baby girl. It's beneath us. We're anchors in our timeline. This is completely unnecessary.
You're going to feel like a complete idiot when all my sports bets hit.
That's right. 1,000 years from now, when you're listening to our episodes, you'll feel real stupid.
You're going to feel really dumb.
But until then, we're on the backwater of
Whoa!
Sorry, that was one of the Barklins.
They almost got you.
Big flying creatures. They almost got me that time. They're kind of swooping overhead. It's really fine. Fruckus Prime is a place that, in our timeline, is really well developed. But it's kind of like it's the Jurassic World right now. We're in a bit of trouble.
I think it gets much better once they finally manage to clear out all of this flirtation gas that seems to be filling the air. It's hard on the lungs, I'll be completely honest, but hey, at least Turk has pretty lungs. Ain't that right? See, it's getting me right now.
Is that what's been happening this whole time, is flirtation gas?
It's been getting into my lungs. And
I thought you were just
No.
You were just boosting me up because of this whole, like, awful situation we're in.
It's a side effect. I wish I had some positivity to give, but
yeah.
I have none. It's just the flirtation gas.
It's just the fact that makes me feel weird. We've been waiting here for nearly 30 minutes, and I have yet to see the field reporter we're supposed to be assigned to. They didn't even tell us who it is. This could be anybody. Probably no one we know, but...
Probably Michael Wave's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather or something of the like.
Oh, my gosh. I really hope not. That would really... Like, I can't imagine anything worse. I can imagine one thing worse. Okay, hear me out. Imagine, if you will, a Daniel Stormy... I don't even know if he was alive 1,000 years ago.
Oh, he was alive. He was almost dead 1,000 years ago.
You're saying Daniel Stormy was alive during this time?
Yeah, he's like 6,000 years old, Herc. He was nearing his twilight years 1,000 years back. It's a miracle we have him in our time.
Well, Live from Zarloth only had about 3 or 4 field reporters at this time, so, I mean...
No,
you don't think...
They wouldn't.
Wait, there's a rustle... A rustling over there in those bushes.
Oh,
what is that?
I'm going to pray it's just a Farkland or some flirtation gas bubbling.
It's a Barkland, I think. I don't remember what I said.
I was referencing a different creature.
Oh, yeah, the Farklands.
I'm good at listening.
They're completely different.
And you're worth listening to.
Absolutely.
You know,
stop flirting with me, Ron.
I'm not trying.
The gas is addling your brain.
It's getting me.
You got to pull it together.
I do love the sound of my voice.
Are those bushes moaning and
talking to themselves?
Could just be a side effect of flirtation.
Come back to me, Daisy.
Is our field reporter over there in those bushes rolling around in the tall grass?
I'm hoping he's just rolling around.
Yeah, worst things could be. Do I like go poke it with a sticker?
Oh, you do whatever you want, Herc.
Is that flirtation or is that like you're trying to get me in trouble?
It's all flirtation, Herc. I feel none of this.
I'm just gonna. Okay, I got this rock here. I'm just gonna toss.
Are you gonna beat him to death? What is this?
What if it's a creature that's moaning to itself and then I'm not gonna like go and be in arm's length? I think it's better to throw a rock and.
Goodness, you can tell by the sound. It's the tones of self-cest from Daniel Stormy.
I love myself.
Oh my god.
You should wake him up before they clock in and ask us where we are.
Okay, all right. I'm going over to Daniel Stormy. Hello? Daniel? Yeah. Daniel Stormy? It's me. I'm Herc Dercules.
Where is that voice coming from?
I'm literally 30 inches from your face.
I don't do whatever you just said. We do meters here, wherever you're from. Who are you?
I'm Herc Dercules, sir. You smell amazing, actually. Do you use perfume? Like you?
No.
This is unfamiliar
this is
to me.
This is my natural musk.
You smell beautifully, sir. As I said, I'm Herc Dercules. It's a long story. I'm a news anchor in the future, but right now I'm your junior assistant, and I'm just trying to do good.
You're my junior assistant.
Yeah, I'm junior assistant Herc
Dercules. I didn't order a junior assistant, but I will take one if I must. We're on important duties right now. You and me. Would you go get me? You see some of those berries over there?
I see the berries.
I need some. They'll make me feel good.
I have to get them right now?
Yes, that would be lovely. Who the hell are you?
I'm sorry, I'm Bob Spackman's son. You might know Bob Spackman, Robert
Spackman. Robert Spackman, never heard of him.
Well, he's been something of a famous news anchor for generations. Well, I'm one of his descendants. Pleased to meet you. I'm Ron.
Am I supposed to take that hand thing that you... What is that? That's not a peef, is it?
No. No, those are in my mouth.
These berries hurt my hands. How many do you want?
Well, how high can you count?
It keeps going up. I'm not sure.
That's a nice high number, Herc. Way to go.
Okay, hold on. I just brought, like, 1,000 berries.
That'll do. Thank you very much.
What's the sting of that? That really, like, my hands are kind of smarting in a way that I don't appreciate.
You're bleeding, Herc.
Oh, my gosh. So those berries strip the skin off of my hands, and you are eating them right now?
I am eating them. They do me a good deal of joy. Give me your hand.
That hurts. Oh. Employees of Life from Zarloff, Daniel Stormy is sucking the acid-riddled skin off of my very pained hands.
There you go. That should be better now.
Wait. My hands are completely healed. Has Daniel Stormy always had the ability to heal with his saliva? What about you heals people, Daniel?
I haven't seen him back in the studio in so long. He's always out doing
the
weather
field.
Reporting that, like, I never thought to ask if his tongue could heal.
Well, it can. But it might be the side effect of these berries. All I know is that I am in love with myself and these berries. The weather does look nice, doesn't it?
It does, Daniel, and there's nothing more important than self-love. Frankly, Herc, I may have had this wrong. I am enjoying being here with you two. It's the gas. I'm sorry, the gas
you
got in my
stop
lungs
through
again.
The
I gas. Hate this. I hate everything about this.
See, I am completely unaffected by the gas. I don't know what it is about your physiology, but, like, it really makes your eyes a bit... Oh, hell! Yep, nope, it got me. It just took longer to get me.
Yep.
Meh.
Do I look beautiful now?
Yeah.
Bobbert! Bobbert, come here.
That's my father.
Are you a junior assistant as well?
Well, by strictest definition for the current moment, yes, I am.
You're rather tall for a junior.
Why, thank you. Hey, you're pretty tall yourself.
I don't like the cut of your jib. But anyway, you, since he got me the berries, I need you to, you see that pool over there?
Yeah.
That giant clear crystal water pool, I hope it's water, but I wouldn't like for you to go over and junior assistify me and go grab yourself a little scoop of that puddle and bring it back over here.
May I ask?
Right now.
Yes,
now.
Ron, I think you should just do it now.
Okay, I've had enough. I'm not a puppet. I'm a news anchor. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what I saw. I was meant to be a news anchor. I'm not a delivery boy. I wasn't made with toothpaste. I'm a news anchor, damn it. Damn it.
Daniel, you wouldn't know this, but we've discovered in the future that people put toothpaste in Ron's tube, it made him an egotistical nightmare.
We don't know if that's true. All we know is what we saw from the past.
I mean, you didn't stop it, so I think it's true. Either way.
Bobbert, how's that water coming along?
I'll get some.
There he goes. Anyway. Doing good, Ron.
Now that we're... What's your name again, Junior?
My name is Herc Dercules, and I'm a junior assistant representing Live from Zarloff, even though I'm very well-to-do and also a vigilante.
Do you pay my checks? Do you sign them? Do you have anything to do with them?
I have nothing to do with the money that gets into your pocket,
Daniel. I love a good
Daniel.
Intern, yes.
It's a little bit more of a punish.
Bobbert! Oh, he's over there still.
Yeah, but he's still getting the water, I think. Sure, I'm trying to... If anyone's going to understand this, I want you to understand, I'm not from now, and honestly, I outrank you in the future if
Listen,
you really
between
think about it.
Both you and me, Live from Zarloff can go back to where it came from, whatever cesspool it climbed out of. I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, you're on a far-flung planet right now with all this audio recording equipment and barometric readings and things. Aren't you?
Whoa!
Ron, are you drinking the water over there?
Bobbert! What is he doing?
I'm seeing myself in the third person. I'm like 10 feet behind my own head, and no matter which way I look, I kind of like float behind myself.
Did you know the water's gonna do that, Daniel?
No, truth be told, I had no idea what the water was gonna do. Robert, Bobbert, whatever the hell your name is, I just wanted to look at the crystal clear reflection so I can see myself.
Reflection is clear. I can see it from 10 feet above my own head. I don't like this, Herc.
It's gonna be okay. I've just decided not to try anything on this planet. Seems like stuff's getting kind of freaky. I just want to not be eaten by whatever the thing I said before, the Barklin. Barklin? Barklin. Barklin? There's something that's trying to eat me, and I'm pretty focused on that. I don't need any kind of anything messing up my brain.
Did Daniel threaten to eat you while I was over there?
Daniel? Daniel's taking off his clothes.
Oh, boy.
Is this normal?
I need stretch.
We usually only hear Daniel, so it's unclear whether this is a naturally occurring.
He is a perfect blend of muscle and fat.
Yeah, I can't decide whether to be disgusted or aroused.
Maybe a bit of both. I don't know if this is the gas talking or not.
It might be the gas. It's hard to say.
If I may, I was sipping from the pool, Mr. Stormy, I did hear you seem to have some qualm with Life from Zarloff, and not to cast any judgment or anything of the like, but where we're from in the future, controversy seems to find the program at some point. I was wondering if perhaps, and this is a long shot, do you know of anyone else like yourself who wishes ill will upon...
Do I know anybody like myself? Do I look like anybody like myself? No, sir, son, worthy, Bobbert, whatever your name is, I don't know. I didn't let you finish your question, didn't I?
Oh, that's okay. You seem to have a very clear idea of what
you
wanted to
say. Yeah,
you
knew where it was going somehow.
No, What was your question again?
I can answer once you stop giving me a back massage, Mr. Stormy.
Now, son, listen here. The back massage is for me, not for you. Now, just would you do me a favor and pretend that... Would you humor me? Would you try to sound like me, please?
You want me to sound like you?
Yes. Just, you can say whatever comes to your little pea-brain mind, but just... Go on.
You heard him, Ronnie. What's an impression?
Okay.
I don't know what the hell your name is yet, but you're next.
Hercules.
Go on, Bobbert.
Now, then, you...
Now, that was not bad. Now, I'm going to keep giving you this here back massage.
And already, now I'm from the future, and I've been eating berries and holding my own body in bushes on devilish planets.
That's real good.
Was that nice?
That was pretty good, right?
All right.
I couldn't tell who was talking.
Me neither.
You need to eat some more of these berries.
Well, I don't mind if I do. This plant might not be so bad.
I have at least 927 of them left.
Yeah, I did gather 1,000 exactly.
Excellent. Mr. Stormy, would you like Herc to perhaps say indulge? This is Herc Dercules.
This is Herc Dercules over here.
Listen, I'm going to call you Junior because you're so very small.
I like this.
Why are you red?
That's just how my people are. We're all red, Mr. Stormy. Sure, it's really kind of beside the point. There are big... Ron, what is it?
Herc. Or shall I say Junior?
Yeah, well, that's my name now, apparently. Yeah.
You have to remember, we're in the past. Things are a little less evolved. Is he?
Son, why are your kneecaps full of soup?
Daniel Stormy is groping my knees right now.
That didn't answer my question. Why are your kneecaps full of soup?
They're really close to the delicious gland, which is where I get all my flavor when I die.
Why are there delicious glands in you? How do you know they're delicious? I have so many questions
right
now.
I'm just grateful you're not touching me anymore. I'm going to be soup one day when I die. It's a whole process. Glorbonians, you know, there's a lot of backstory about Herc Dercules. I'd love to tell you about it, and then maybe you could tell me about all your friends who have access to time machines, perhaps. Wouldn't that be fun, Dan?
Maybe some Daniel? Tentacle ball?
Yeah,
you got tentacle ball?
Surely you somehow have connections to tentacle ball.
I gave up my years of tentacle ball. I don't want to hurt anybody anymore.
You were hurting people, Daniel? Is that...
I did terrible things, Junior. Whatever you... Bobbert?
Yes?
Is he over there?
He is
You
over
see
there.
Him, right? It's not a figment of my imagination.
Ron, I would like to know if I'm still here. Please shoot straight with me.
To my knowledge, he is still here.
Right.
Okay.
Junior, look, I don't know whatever the hell you just told me about your people, your delicious, whatever, your soup things.
Glorbonians.
I don't really care. But I would like to know why your kneecaps are full of soup. But then also, yes, I do know a time machine. It's right over there, actually. That's how I got here to myself. I don't really know where I'm from when I got here or how long I've been here, but, sir, Junior, would you please go ahead, before we get too far, Bobbert, excuse me, Bobbert, Junior, would you give me your best impression of me?
Yes, while you sumptuously stroke my kneecaps, I will bypass the apparent time machine that Daniel Stormy has come in and will...
What? Ronnie's stroking my knee. I feel like I have to do an impression or he'll do something to me.
What happened?
Here's the thing.
What is it?
I believe this is our Daniel Stormy. It explains his self-love infatuation.
Why is Daniel Stormy from our time?
Why does he know a machine too? He must be absolutely wasted on these berries.
Does this mean that our Daniel Stormy doesn't know who we are in the present time?
Junior, I would like to inform you that I have discovered at least 4 ingrown hairs on that soupy knee of yours.
Well, that's good to know, Daniel. I'm going to do the impression real quick, so hopefully he stops caressing me.
He does get excited when you do it.
Yeah, let's see.
Now, Daniel, Daniel, fell down a flight of staircase of piano keys and bumped my head against the bosom of the largest man I've ever seen.
How do you know about that bosom? Who told you that information,
it's
Junior?
It's a common story around the office in our timeline, which it seems that you, Daniel Stormy, you are from our present time, and you absolutely know who Herb Dercules and Ron Spackman are.
Herc, how would he know? He's never seen our faces. Sans the tentacle ball game, which I joined late.
Oh,
he's always field reporting. He's never been in the studio. Think about it, Herc.
Do we just beat Daniel Stormy to a pulp and steal his time machine? I'm over it.
Listen here.
Oh, hi,
I don't know much about anything you two are talking about. But all I know is that life in Zarloff can go suck my delicious peef. All of them. Because, you know what, I don't want to go back to wherever I came from, and I don't really care.
I'll be honest with you, Junior. I don't want to live in a world that doesn't have a Daniel Stormy in it.
Despite his aversion to Pentis and wait, nope. Oh,
where's he going?
Daniel, where are you going?
Daniel! Come back, Daniel!
Daniel has wandered away. Do we go get him? He's just wandering away through the fields.
Here, let me. Appear to be a set of hedges whittled into the shape of Daniel Stormy.
He's just walking through them. He's going to run into all sorts of creatures out there. Daniel, what's that? What's that back there?
Look, I think I found some 4%.
Milk?
Let me ask. Yes! I need it for the time machine.
Oh, he's back. Wait.
So you found a time machine after getting lost back here, and it's powered by milk.
Let's not get into semantics.
Did you put 4% milk into the fuel reserves of the...
Junior, he doesn't want semantics. Daniel Stormy is very anti-semantic.
Yes, he is. You don't get to call me Junior, and he is anti-semantic to his core.
Listen, I'll level with both of you.
Please.
I don't know who the hell you are right now, but that's fine. You might be figments of my imagination, and you're welcome to stay. But who's not to talk to my conscience, because we have not talked and spoken in a very long time. But the fact of the matter remains, there is a time machine right there with currently 1% in right now, and I need 4% up to get 5 so we can get out of this godforsaken place. Now, I don't really want to get out of this godforsaken place, but I will if you two really want to. I don't really think that both of you are real, but there is a time machine and it doesn't work yet because it needs fuel.
So we need 4% milk, which is something we do not have on hand, unless I haven't tried to milk myself recently. Last I checked, I was skim, but what about you, Ron?
Soup.
I am soup, but while I'm still alive, this udder that I have underneath my shirt, see?
Whoa!
Did you not know I had an udder, Ron?
I never looked down there before, no.
I have an udder with 4 nipples, and only skim milk comes out of them.
Come here, let me see that.
I'd really rather you didn't.
No. It's all right.
Junior, he's thirsty. Please.
He's pinching my udder nipples.
That one's dry. I can tell.
This is worse than the knee.
Let me see this one.
This is really...
That one's inflamed.
This could not be any worse.
Nope. That is not milk, son, coming out of that one. But let me check last one.
That's not a nipple.
Now, this last one might be just right.
Success?
I don't know. You keep talking. Yeah, that works all right. That's good. That's real good. I don't know if that's 4%, though, but...
It looks like the skim, per norma. I don't think there's going to be anything different with me.
Well, good for you. You're not a liar.
Yeah, and I'm real.
Life from Zarloff.
So, we're talking about life. What's going on between you and Life from Zarloff,
yes,
Daniel?
Like to know.
You don't have to tell your conscience. Just tell us. We're not even real.
You don't see him around, do you?
Your conscience? No.
Good, no, we're fighting.
He is not on this planet, I don't think.
He better not be, because if he gets in the way of me again, I will have something to say to him.
Just like you would say what to Life from Zarloff?
Zarloff, They took everything from me. Don't you know? You're a part of my mind, aren't you? You're both here. You're not here. You're a part of my mind, so you would know why.
Yeah, but as part of your mind, we forget things sometimes. You should probably remind yourself.
This is therapeutic, Daniel. Yes, it's good for you. Unpack this.
Let's go through it.
You're right. We need to unpack this. Well, you see, I think I just came to...
This is Fruckish Prime, Daniel.
Son, there is no thing... No, we don't f*** us here. There's nothing here, and I need you to focus. Focus. That's what I need you to do.
I am focused up, Daniel.
I have been working for Life from Zarloff for as long as I can remember, before I was in utero. Now, that was a very, 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 very long time ago, and I can tell you this, that I am overworked, I am overstimulated, and I am dead, doggone, burnt out, and tired. I don't get to see me. I don't get to see my family of me, my dog, wherever the hell he ran off to 20 episodes ago.
Your dog did run away a very long time ago.
20 episodes to be exact.
20 episodes to be exact.
Still on that godforsaken ceiling.
So, I didn't realize you had him on vacation with you.
Where else would I have him? Of course he's on vacation with me.
Daniel, do you... You're just dumping whatever this liquid you've been... What even... Is that alcohol? You just dumped it on yourself.
That is the prime Molordis from all the way from Colloidus that way, starboard that way.
Suppose Colloidus is not too far. Molordis is a very famous grapefruit-based drink.
That's right. He knows his stuff.
I know all about it.
An excellent beverage. Tastes like the feeling of getting pushed off a swing.
Turned my eyes upside down when I tried it.
I felt my peef. They had names. I don't remember them, but whenever I drink Molordis, they give their names back to me. And
well, you're drinking it now. You should tell us what the names are.
Yeah.
What are the names of your
peef?
Yeah, what are
they? Yeah, you seem to have about, I don't know, 30
peef. Well, this one is called One. This one is called Jorge. And this one over here is called Ricketts McFlanagan. And this one over here is called Soji. Not to be confused with anything else, but I'm gonna leave that one there.
Daniel, do you like reporting the weather?
I forgot my primary purpose. Yes, of course, I love reporting the weather sometimes, son. Let me see. There is an easterly wind coming in with a cumulonimbus cloud coming from that direction. It is going to storm in about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Daniel, that was amazing!
Daniel, that's incredible. That was a massive storm that has now blown in. Man, I'm soaking wet. This is really uncomfortable.
Wait. You're soaking wet?
Well, yeah, it's raining, Daniel.
Do your best Daniel and Stormy impression. Right now.
Here we go.
Give it to him, Herc. Please, come on.
I'm soaking wet, and Daniel, I got water down my pants, and that fell down into my cracks and peepholes until I had combusted. That's good. That was very good. Anyway,
I felt pretty
the
good
weather. I love the weather.
But Daniel, how about this? In the distant future, which we all share, maybe we can make some changes. To let you thrive in an environment you care about. Oh, you're holding my hand.
Yeah. That was not intentional. I was just so moved by your statement.
Yeah. It's really touching. What he's saying is that we have sway, Daniel, and if you help us get back, we'll scratch your back in a non-sexual way,
in the same
contrary
way
to what you've been doing.
That's all well and good, but the time machine is broken still.
The time machine is very much broken. Well,
I have an idea.
Well, what is it, Ron?
Well, we seem to find a way to rally up sponsors in the distant future. We still have our skill set. Baron can't take that from us. Time can't defy who we are. I say we host a little show of our own.
We're going to host our own show. We're going to branch off from Live from Zarloff, host our own show, get sponsors, and get them to give us milk and maybe a time machine. So we can go back to the future.
Does this mean Baron Caledon's gonna suck on my spaghettification?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is our Daniel, 100%.
Yep. There's gonna be no doubt.
No doubt about it.
I don't know who both of you are still, but I love you and I'm fully on board. So whatever you say, my little imaginees, whatever you are, Junior, you're so cute and you are so blue and big and tall. I like you.
Thank you for pinching our cheeks. That was
kind of
nice.
Kind of you. I haven't felt that in years. Did you have a father, Daniel?
Yes.
That's great.
That's really good. That's a big one up from us.
You wanted more than that, I can tell from a little twinkle in your eye. Well, I'll tell you about my father. My father, he was a little bit of a drunkard, but he was no fiend, I'll tell you that much. He was a good man. He worked his tail off until he was in a wheelchair, and then I never saw him after that. One day he went and got some 3%, but then he never came back. And all the visions I have of my father are black and white. He's so far gone in the past that I don't remember him in Technicolor.
This has been the Field Notes from Fruckus Prime. I'm Junior Assistant Herc Dercules.
And I'm Bobbert Spackman, also a Junior Assistant.
And I'm Daniel Stormy.
He's caressing himself again.
Oh, and now he's fallen asleep in the bushes.
Daniel Stormy has fallen asleep in the bushes, but we will catch you next time, employees of LFZ and the rest of the cosmos, when me and Ron start our own show to get back to the future.
That's right. It's going to center around sports betting and key historical events that you can bet on.
That's right.
I'm going to be wealthy.
We haven't discussed that yet, but, that's what's going to happen. We'll see you next time, baby girl.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest John Paul Fox as Daniel Stormy. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
This last one might be just right.
Success?
I don't know. You keep talking.
Good God.